Voice of Russia, World Service.
Hello, this is John Robles, and I'm speaking with Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty. Hello, Ivan.
Hello.
Hi, I wanted to speak with you today regarding the START Treaty, or rather its postponement. What is the main reason for the postponement?
Well, I think it's been caught up in a little bit of electoral politics. The United States has midterm elections, which means that the president isn't being elected this year, but the congressmen and senators are. And I think there's a little bit of posturing going on for that, because the Republicans are kind of dragging their feet. I think the treaty will eventually go through, and I think John Kerry, who's the shepherding it through the Senate, is very wise to put it off so that Republicans have time to look at it.
So you're saying John Kerry put it off?
Well, I think he's forced to, because the Republicans, he doesn't have the vote.
Okay, my next question is, how do you think this will impact Russian-U.S. ties? Some people are saying it's like a slap in the face to Russia.
Well, I think it's more internal to the U.S., so this is the Congress asserting its will, which is what it's supposed to do under our Constitution. I don't think it's designed as a slap in the face in Russia, and I think it's just the normal routine. Some treaties have to be debated and go through, and I think... as I say, the U.S. election is having an effect on this as well.
So, I mean, it sounds to me like it's a Republican ploy to gain votes. It's not really the decision of the Congress. Would you agree with that? Or?
I think that the Republicans are dragging their feet for political reasons. They were trying to delay it until after the election, and I think that's probably, we'll probably have the committee vote in September, but the main vote will probably happen after the election.
So you wouldn't characterize this as, for example, the Republicans pulling or playing the evil Russia card to gain votes?
Well, it might be, but it's not going to be too effective, I don't think. The main issue, I think, is that the Republicans are trying to make hay over the possibility that this treaty might close off missile defense for the United States, and it really doesn't do that.
Well, no, it doesn't do that.
Missile defense will have to be an issue at some point. I'm personally against the U.S. building missile defense.
What do you think the START Treaty will do for international security?
Well, internationally, I think, anytime the two great nuclear powers reduce their arsenals, it makes it easier for other countries to either not get nuclear weapons or to reduce their arsenals, too. And at some point, if the U.S. and Russia withdraw, reduce their arsenals to an even more significant extent, and of course, you're going to have to bring in the smaller powers like China, et cetera, to the box. Certainly, both powers could reduce a lot more because they still have a lot of excess nuclear weapons, both deployed and in storage. And so I think, we do have to, even though the Cold War is long over, we still have too many weapons around. And so if we can reduce this, it also provides an incentive, nuclear nonproliferation treaty, which the great powers are supposed to reduce their arsenals and eventually go to zero. But some of the other countries that are thinking about getting nuclear weapons say, well, the U.S. and Russia really haven't gotten rid of their nuclear weapons as they were supposed to, so we can build nuclear weapons. So I think to the extent that you can reduce weapons between the U.S. and Russia, it also eventually will cause, hopefully, in negotiations, put pressure on the smaller powers.
Okay. My last question was regarding, back to the political thing with the Republicans. I read somewhere that some people are saying that the Republicans just don't want to give President Obama a success.
Well, I suppose there's probably some Republicans do, but I think even Republicans recognize that these arms control treaties have had a long history in the United States of bipartisan support. And I think you'll eventually see this one, too. Many of the Republicans are not demagogues. But in the end, I think Republicans will do the right thing, and enough of them will ratify this. This is important, a centerpiece. It always has been a centerpiece between U.S.-Russian relations, and I think it will continue to be. And I think the treaty will pass, and I think Obama administration is sincere about trying to reset Russian relations. Now, of course, Russia and the United States still aren't going to agree on everything.
Yeah.
Missile defense may be one of those issues.
Right.
But I think this treaty is good in itself, and I think the Republicans will eventually come around, and I think Kerry will probably get a lot of Republican votes.
Okay, worst case scenario, Congress fails to ratify it. What do you think will happen?
Well, of course, they can always bring it up again as they're Obama is thinking about bringing up comprehensive test ban treaty, which was voted down previously. So, of course, he could bring it up back up for another vote when things change. Even in the worst case, I think the treaty could be observed informally. Of course, that's not as good as a formal ratification by both governments. But, you know, in the worst case, I think it still wouldn't be that bad because the informal limits would probably...
Okay, thank you very much, Ivan. We're out of time. I was speaking with Ivan Eland. He's the Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty.